Good morning, Nick.
We've talked credit reports before.
Yes.
Because we've talked about where to get the actual free ones.
Sure.
We've talked about how to read them. And now you're telling me we've got some changes to these credit reports coming.
We do have some changes coming down the pike. So the first of which, these things may be good or bad for you, depending on how you view them. But the first of which is some civil things may be coming off of your credit report. These might be things like if you had a lien on your house because you didn't pay your taxes or something like that. So those things may be coming. You'll see a judgment, things like that. I'm not sure about judgments yet, whether they're coming off or staying on. But just keep your eye open for this because these changes are brewing.
Okay.
So those things may be coming off of your credit report. And the reason is they've done some surveys and they've discovered that the information they use to get that information from the creditors may not have been as complete as it needed to be. And so they're thinking in many cases they show up unfairly or they might not be accurate. Or I had this happen the other day. Somebody had one on their report that has been paid in full years ago and it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
So they're going to take some of those civil judgments or civil reporting things off of your credit report.
Which would be good.
Yeah, it would be good for people, I think. The second thing that may or may not be good for you is they want to start reporting things like your cell phone bill, your electric bill, utilities. The theory, at least the way this was framed, was this. If you are a person who doesn't have much credit and you'd like to start to establish credit and you've been renting, for instance, and you've been paying your cell phone bill, this would allow those good credit things to be reported on your credit report and allow you to start to build some credit.
Okay.
Now, that's the way it's framed. Of course, the cynic in me and the skeptic in me immediately says, really? That sounds a lot to me like banks want more people to lend to, and this is a market they haven't tapped yet.
Right. There you go.
I know I hate being a financial geek sometimes, right?
Well, that's the way they operate.
But it's true, because what will happen, I think, also is if those things start to show up on your credit report and you have been delinquent on them, it's going to harm you. Whereas right now, it doesn't show up.
Right.
So this is a problem for people, especially lower income people, if they can barely afford their rent or their utilities and they fall behind. Now they're not only lower income, but this is going to show up on their credit report.
Now it's affecting their credit.
That's right. And when they go to rent another apartment, guess what's going to happen? Yeah. Somebody's going to pull their credit report and they're going to see that stuff.
Yep.
So I don't know the final outcome of this yet. And I don't know when these are going to show up on your credit reports yet. But just be aware that these changes are coming down the pike.
All right.
And I want to make sure that, you know, if you know how to get your free credit report, you can do it at annualcreditreport.com.
Yep.
I say it over and over again,
annualcreditreport.com. It is truly free.
It's truly free, and it is direct through the credit reporting bureaus. And people tell me all the time, I get my report from my credit card. I get my score from my credit card. Yes, you get something from them. It is probably not accurate.
Right. Or up to date.
Yeah, or up to date. Right. So it's useful, but I wouldn't rely on it, especially in this case. And you can just pull them for free and see what's on there and dispute anything for free that you don't think is legit.
Right. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. She joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about a segment, they can reach out to you.
Of course, 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.